The industry is prone to boom and bust cycles, but Thompson says this one might be different, especially for shale exploration, also known as fracking. It's been booming for a while now, but it's more expensive than traditional oil drilling. A lot of energy companies are deep in debt, and their investors are getting skittish. Bankruptcies are on the rise. It was happening even before the pandemic, and Thompson says more are coming.
You know, it's not going to kill the industry altogether, of course. It's going to really damage it in the United States, I think, and it could put an end to what we've called the shale revolution.
The bust is closing oil rigs. In 3 months, the number of rigs operating in southeast New Mexico is down by half. Colorado is down to only 8 rigs, mostly in Weld County. And Thompson says such numbers are unprecedented.
The counts go back to about 87. You don't see counts like that. Back to 87.
Oil markets are topsy-turvy right now. There's an oversupply, tankers floating offshore, loaded up with oil and nowhere to go. Less people are traveling in the age of COVID, and that and other issues have pushed oil prices to historic lows. And it's trickled down to prices at the gas pump, too. Thompson says the number will probably stay low for a while.
All those tankers are going to start unloading their load, and that's going to glut the market once again. And so that will depress prices for even longer.
And that has compound effects. Jobs, for example. When an oil rig closes, about 100 jobs go away. And states end up with less revenue. General funds are partially supplemented by taxation and royalties from oil and gas. In New Mexico, it's as much as one-third of the annual budget. The bust could cost them billions of dollars. Colorado stands to lose as much as $1 billion. And that's less money for the things that general funds pay for, like education. And then there's the environmental impact of closing rigs and abandoning wells. Thompson fears that as oil companies go bankrupt, they'll walk away from many wells.
They might shut them in or close them down, but who knows if they'll do a good job at it. And they may never come back to them, and they may try to shirk their reclamation responsibilities. And so you get all these orphan wells out there. They're potentially leaking methane. They're potentially contaminating the water. And it's up to either the taxpayers to clean them up or nobody to clean them up.
In the Four Corners, most of the energy exploration is natural gas. The oil market chaos hasn't really affected it. Natural gas had its own oversupply issue and bust back in 2009. The industry collapsed and even today hasn't fully recovered. But there is some oil around Shaco Coulter Natural Historical Park. A few wells are still operating, and companies are still leasing land in the area from the federal government. During the pandemic and oil bust, they're even leasing the land at a discount.
One of the consequences of this kind of crash is that they're able to get those leases at a much lower price than they would during boom times. Then when prices come back up, they can go down there and drill.
And that has Thompson worried. He says that increased oil exploration around Shaco Canyon could pose a risk to its cultural resources. Oil and gas is prone to booms and busts. Some states and communities have tried to smooth out the economic roller coaster by boosting tourism, high tech, and other industries. But others struggle with diversifying their economies. Jonathan Thompson.
It's a tough situation because when things are booming, you're not going to turn that money away, and it's hard to diversify the economy, but then once things crash, it's hard to diversify the economy as well, because then there's no money there to do it.
There's more coronavirus coverage at KSUT.org. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.